airwaves and dial in toll-free to bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We get the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. There's lots in the news here, including an update on the gentlemen that were arrested for, I guess, putting up a sign in California. We had one of them call the show to tell us about it. The cops harassed them because, number one, they had masks on. That was one of the primary reasons they were being harassed. The other reason was because
they were doing it for political theater, and right. They showed the officers their face. There's a law in California that you can't obscure your identity with a mask.
I don't want to get deep into detail on it, but we've got an update for you on what's happening with them here in a moment from copblock.org, and of course we'll take your calls about anything at 1-800-259-9231 as we go to the phones and the fun. Mike is listening in Wisconsin. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Oh, wow, first caller.
What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I was, Ian, I was listening to yesterday's podcast, and there was just a brief mention of, like, some tech that you guys used to record the show, and I am just recently reviving a podcast that I did a couple years ago, and I had made some tech investments, and I was just, like, kind of curious as to the hardware that it takes to produce Free Talk Live and kind of like how you get your message broadcast. And thank God I'm the first caller of the show so we can get all the boring stuff out of the way.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'll keep it as brief as I can. I'm not sure what you're looking for. Are you wondering how much money I've spent? Are you looking for specific equipment recommendations?
Just general kind of, I've got a mixing board and a microphone with shock mounts and all that kind of fun stuff.
You're looking to start up your podcast again, is what you're saying?
Well, I've already started it up. Ah. I'm just kind of curious as to like what it takes to get from my kind of half lazy prosumer setup to like something that Free Talk Live does, where you guys get to go and like remotely broadcast. And I've always just kind of found that cool. I've just never bothered to think about what it takes to get it on the air.
If you're doing a podcast, obviously there's no real reason to. You can't broadcast if you're doing a podcast just because it's something that's different. So going on remote is easier if you're a podcaster because you aren't tied down to a time schedule. So one of the nice things about doing a podcast versus doing live radio as we do, because we take our show and then podcast it. We put it out into an RSS feed on the internet, and podcast is essentially a delivery method for recorded audio. So as a podcaster, if that's your primary thing that you're doing, then you don't have to be anywhere. You don't have to be in a studio at a certain time unless you've got a guest scheduled at a certain time or something like that. So you can be very, very flexible with how you produce your show. So going on remote is just a matter of packing up your mixer and your mic stand or whatever and hitting the road. Whereas with us, we've got to have what they call an audio codec, which allows us to communicate with our network so we can get the show on live up on the satellite, etc. So obviously there's more equipment involved in doing a live radio program than there is a podcast. So
one of the reasons podcasts are just so nice and easy to do.
Right, yeah, absolutely. And so what I'd recommend to anybody out there that's maybe new to the idea of podcasting, maybe they want to start up their own podcast, there are different websites out there that I'm sure give you a decent walkthrough, and you can visit them. And, of course, Broadcast Supply World is, I think, a great source for hardware. BSWUSA.com is their site. That's pretty much where I go to get most of my stuff. And they've got actually podcaster packages, so kind of starter packages for folks, all the way from the cheaper end to the more expensive, the more, you know, more microphones, et cetera. Right. By the way, Michelle Seven joining us here tonight. Good evening.
Hi. What is the cheaper end?
So a couple hundred bucks.
Oh,
a couple hundred.
That's
and then,
really
you know,
nice.
$1,000 for the higher end podcasters.
The better the audio, the easier it's going to be for people to listen.
But it's reasonable and doable for people, though.
But when it comes to audio, I'm sorry, but when it comes to audio, to kind of focus on that point for a moment, most of this equipment, whether you go with a $200 setup or a $1,000 setup, is going to produce the same audio. I mean, today you've got, you've got equipment that has the ability to, for instance, interface with your computer via USB, which is, you know, a very nice quality connection for the audio. As long as you aren't using total junk microphones, then you're going to have a pretty decent sound. You can take it to the next level by adding things like compressors and hardware that kind of gives your voice that radio oomph. For lack of a better term.
Or you can be born with a sexy voice like Ian.
Thanks, I appreciate that. So I don't know if I've answered your question or been of any assistance at all.
Oh, no, I was just kind of curious, just a matter of curiosity. And thank you for fielding my call.
There you go. Thanks for the call tonight, Mike. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. But if you're going to do a podcast, then the most important thing is to keep doing it.
Right. That is absolutely the truth.
Because if it's something that you're interested in doing, and for a lot of people, it's not, you know, it's an idea. It's a hobby. They start it up, and then they burn out on it, and they get tired of it. And it can't be easy to build an audience from scratch, so that might be a frustrating part for somebody that is just getting into the world of podcasting is, you know, looking at the download numbers and saying, why am I doing this? I'm talking to five people. I mean, I don't know what's realistic. I don't know what people should expect out of doing a podcast, because Mark, when we started doing podcasting, it was 2005. That was the beginning of the era of the podcast.
Yeah, we were podcasting before podcasting even really started, because we had MP3s.
Well, that's not an accurate term, because podcast is a delivery method for audio, so right. No, we weren't podcasting.
But we had MP3s
until, right, we
available.
Were delivering our audio via MP3, and we were doing it for free, and we were doing that for a long time. And when we first got on the air, we had started the email list thing, and that was a way for us to kind of build our internet audience, build a way to communicate with our internet audience, was through that email list. So we've had the benefit of always having an on-air presence, whereas I can't relate exactly to somebody who's just starting a podcast from scratch. I don't know what that's like. I've never done it. Right, because
so,
we've always had the ability to push that on the air.
There are ways to increase your download numbers, and those ways are letting people know what it is you're talking about and when you'll be talking about it and where you'll be talking about it. And we call that in the it's a technical term that we use in the industry. We call it advertising.
Mm-hmm.
And you advertise to the people, well, that your target demographic. You know, it's easier to find, say, males that are 25 to 54 than it is to find males that are 25, 54 that are into hot rods and roller skating. But you know, you target, you find your cheapest advertising you can and hit these people, and then, you know, you'll get, when you get a few hundred people downloading it, those people can turn into more and more as time goes by.
Some podcasters have actually used Free Talk Live as an advertising venue to get their word out, because they want to reach the Liberty community, and they know that our podcast listener audience tends to be the more hardcore liberty-minded people. Whereas our radio audience is just more of the folks that are listening to the radio, and they just want to hear something that's entertaining. Hopefully they find us entertaining. So
that's a theory anyway.
It's like a really different world doing broadcasting and podcasting. But if you've got something to say, then start up your own podcast and, you know, put it out there.
How many numbers does, like, Brett have with the School Sucks podcast?
I wouldn't know.
That would be a question for Brett. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. I have no clue.
You know, if one thing I've found is that it can be hard for anybody to monologue, and that's what podcasting, unless you're taking calls or something like that, which has got to be much more difficult.
Or if you have a partner, there's that possibility.
Right. That's what I'm trying to say is, you know, having a second person makes it a heck of a lot easier if you've got somebody to sort of bounce ideas off of.
You know, it's funny, we're going to this talk radio convention here in another couple weeks, and Michelle's going to be sitting in while we are away, which is going to be fun.
I am. I asked if I could go to New York, and they said no.
No, we said you could go. You just decided once you realized how boring we were going to be once we went, you changed your
tune. Oh, you're going to have fun here with Stephanie.
Yes, I am.
Stephanie's going to be in, too. So anyway, one of the viewpoints on having a partner, there's this viewpoint of some in the industry who are probably the ones that do the monologue show, that they are the talented ones because they can, you know, do a 3-hour talk radio show all by themselves. And I've never claimed to have had much talent, but I don't want to listen to myself for 3 hours. That's the primary reason why I put people on the show with me, because I think it's more interesting to have conversations.
And because you like to look at me, too.
There's that factor.
Yeah,
right?
There's that factor.
800-259-9231, but you weren't there in the very beginning.
No,
just
I wasn't.
Me and a couple guys in the studio. So 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Do whatever's comfortable for you, and then maybe step out of your comfort zones later. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. But if you want to do a podcast, there's nothing stopping you. I mean, bandwidth is cheap. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure, comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed, high-visibility three-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
My name's John, and I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you this evening, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
1-800-259-9231. We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Maybe you've missed a moment of the show and you want to download some archives. We've got them. Go to freetalklive.com, click, and get what you want. The last week's worth right there on the front page at the top. Then just click into the archive section to access years worth, going all the way back to late 2006. That's all free for you at freetalklive.com. as we will continue here with your phone calls in a moment, but I want to tell you about FreedomsPhoenix.com. They're uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, and that's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. They're constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. FreedomsPhoenix.com. As we go to your calls, we've got Benjamin on the line in California. That's convenient, Benjamin, because I was going to give an update here from copblock.org on your case, but since you're with us, you can do it live here. Benjamin, you're one of the guys that was arrested for having masks on and holding an anti-tax sign, or I guess affixing an anti-tax sign to a state property, so-called, because that was the charge that you were faced with. Are you with us?
Yes.
So you've got an update.
Yeah, when we were originally arrested, it was for wearing masks, which we...
You had the V for Vendetta mask on, right?
Correct, the Guy Fawkes mask. Yeah. We wear those because we're limited in numbers, so we try to use full force multipliers in order to get people's attention to whatever signs we're holding, and have found that the masks really draw attention. So we were wearing those. And that's what they ended up arresting us for, at least at the time. But when we walked out of the jailhouse, we had been charged with affixing a sign to state property, like malicious intent or something like that. And
now, you actually did, as I understand it, tie the sign to some sort of, I guess, road overpass. But
yeah,
it was because the sign was humongous, and it wasn't as though you were going to leave it there.
Right, you're standing with the sign, and essentially, other than holding it, you had essentially affixed it so it wouldn't blow away with the wind, and you intended to take it down when you left.
Oh, absolutely. It was designed in order for us to reuse it, and we had already had plans on Facebook. We set up our events just so people know where we're going, and we had already had the next 4 weeks set out with us planning to take it to other overpasses. So there was no intention to leave the sign there, that's for sure.
What is the now? What is this charge of affixing a sign to state property? Is this a misdemeanor, a violation?
To my understanding, it's a misdemeanor. Both things are a misdemeanor.
California, I'm not familiar with their state rules for courts, but here in New Hampshire, you can't get a jury trial unless it's a so-called Class A misdemeanor or felony. Is this something to where you can go to a jury?
So far, to my understanding, it's not. But if it ends up being something where we can take it to a jury, that is definitely our intention. And same with our lawyer. Our lawyer would love to take this to a jury, but he doesn't going to get there. So
I believe civil matters over $25 at one time were you could ask for a jury.
Well, that's if you read the Constitution, and I think it was $20 there. But clearly that doesn't apply anymore. Because I've been to so many trials where the matter was way over $20, and they just won't let you have a jury. So it's just a big joke.
Viva do that, yeah.
So you guys went to some kind of a hearing. What happened? Was it an arraignment?
We were just told to appear in court. We have no experience in the judicial system, and it turned out it was an arraignment. And so we showed up at the arraignment and found out what we are actually eventually going to be charged with, because there's what the police say they're charging you with, and then there's what the DA decides to charge you with. And the DA dropped the mask charge, but is going to continue with the having a sign charge.
So you're facing up to a year, because typically a misdemeanor means up to a year. You're facing up to a year in jail and presumably, what, like a grand in a fine?
I think it's $1,000 fine up to $1,000 in fine and a year in prison for this.
Are you in Yuba?
Yuba County.
Okay. So are the jails, I know in Southern California, the jails are so full that they're turning, they're kicking rapists out.
I heard that.
Yeah, the state, I know the state of California is, they're having the Supreme Court told them they have to release a bunch of prisoners.
30,000, was it? 30,000?
I think it's like 30,000, 33,000. Yeah. And the state's plan is to, okay, well, we'll release them into county jails. So...
They could also send them to other states, too. There's many states have and municipalities have built prisons with the hope that people will send them prisoners.
Jeez. Wouldn't want to just let peaceful people go or anything.
Yeah,
because
I don't
know, those jails and prisons are just stuffed full of things like people like marijuana smokers and others who have never harmed another human being.
Yeah, I don't know the particulars of all that.
So they dropped the charges.
One of the two. Yeah, one of the two. They set up another court date in the future.
And when is that?
July 13th is the next time we have to appear in court.
How many people showed up to support you, by the way?
We were pretty happy. The room holds about 50 people, and more than a dozen people showed up to support us.
So that's outstanding. I'm impressed.
Yeah, and actually, we were really happy because one of our supporters had made up these buttons that had the Guy Fawkes mask, these 3-inch buttons. So everybody was able to wear a button to show that we were all as a group.
Right.
And it was pretty cool. When we were done, we left the courtroom, and then you had basically a quarter of the courtroom get up and leave.
Did everybody stand up for the man in the robe?
We were never asked to. So.
Really?
Nope. Hmm. And it was a lady in a robe. So.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I did jump to a conclusion there. The human being wearing a robe. So you got the court date scheduled. You got a lawyer on this particular case. You guys are obviously moving forward with this. And is there anything else you want to share?
Nope. Just everything. The only thing I would add is that we still don't have our property back.
The camera, yeah.
Right. Yeah, we don't have our cell phones or our camera or the sign.
So can you use the footage, though? Can your lawyer ask that the footage be used for testimony?
Well, right now we're just trying to I contacted their evidence department a while ago just to find out, like, hey, do you have our property? I just want to make sure you have
never
it.
Never heard of you.
And, they neither confirm nor deny they have it.
So
and
helpful.
Told me I need to talk to the arresting officer, which is
I'm sure that'll work.
I'm going to do. So our lawyer is working on that.
That's funny that they tell you to talk to the arresting officer, but yet when our friends Adamo and Pete and Bo from LibertyOnTour.com were down in Greenfield, they were told they couldn't talk to any officers. Mm. That they certainly couldn't talk to the arresting officer because that would be considered witness intimidation. Mm-hmm. So it's a completely different story depending on who you ask and what their mood is when it comes to these bureaucrats and their rules. There's no consistency whatsoever. But either way, I wish you the best of luck, and will you keep us informed?
Absolutely.
Thanks, Benjamin. Appreciate the call tonight at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. There's, of course, we were telling you about copblock.org. There's all kinds of interesting stuff on there, including the guys from Liberty on Tour at libertyontour.com with their latest video where Greenfield police officer is essentially stalking Adamo in the streets. He confronts this officer, and it's a video worth watching. So you can go over to copblock.org and see that. 800-259-9231. It's also at libertyontour.com, freekeen.com. More on the way. You can take control here. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to herbalhealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 cap summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard standard mason jars are indefinitely reusable and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrink in grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, dial in toll free, bring up anything you want at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too darn expensive? Well, jurisdictionary.com is the course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know their rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts, and it costs less than an hour with any good attorney. And the 4-CD course is so easy, the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. So visit jurisdictionary.com, get the free tools that they have there for you, including the free legal flowchart, weekly tips and tactics newsletters, legal dictionary, and free videos. Then you can buy their course, jurisdictionary.com. Remember, you can use the Free Talk Live pull-down menu when you check out to let them know that you heard it here, jurisdictionary.com. 1-800-259-9231. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. Since we're talking about the police, let's continue. There's news out of New York City where a photographer, again, has been harassed and ticketed because he was doing what he's supposed to do.
Taking pictures.
And in this case, you've got the very, very friendly folks of the New York MTA, and I believe that stands for the Metro Transit Authority. And these guys certainly believe they've got authority. So I want to play a little bit of this audio here, because at one point, the gentleman who is being harassed, he's just taking, I think, regular still photos in this, wherever it is he is, some MTA station or whatever. And there's this Marine, apparently, some kind of a guy in fatigue, some military guy, maybe an Army guy, I'm not sure. But he takes his picture,
and the Marine gets up in his face with, like, you know, won't you take my, you can't take my picture, et cetera, you know, I work for the government or whatever. And the photographer himself is a former military person as well, so that kind of becomes part of the conversation here as we jump into the video where he picks up his, I think it was his cell phone, and begins recording.
Was this in the area, though, where they've got signs all over saying no photography, like around the UN building or anything?
I couldn't tell you. I can see a no smoking sign, but I don't see a no photography sign. So here's what happened.
What'd you say? I can take pictures. I'm in public. Well, in public, I can take pictures.
He told you he doesn't want to be filmed.
Excuse me. He told me not to take pictures.
Okay. He told you he doesn't want to be filmed. Why
he said not to take pictures.
All right, don't be a creep.
I'm not being a creep. I'm not following. I'm not following him.
Step over here.
Huh?
Step over there.
That is fine.
Point that camera at me again, either. I don't know if that's a real camera or not.
That is a camera. It's not a weapon.
This is so common now. This just chicken-ass excuse from the police that, oh, you can't have that camera out because it could be a gun inside that housing. It may not be a real camera at all. Where did they
get this
from?
If I wanted to shoot you, cop, you'd be shot already.
Right. Mm-hmm. Where did they get this one from? Is this something they saw in a movie somewhere? Did somebody have, in some movie, did somebody put a gun inside a camera shell?
Yes. Actually, it was with Whitney Houston and,
the bodyguard?
And Kevin Costner. Yes.
Really?
I would have guessed it was that DJ Jazzy Jeff. What's his name?
DJ Jazzy Jeff.
And you mean the French Prince?
Yeah, that guy.
Oh, okay. That would be Will Smith.
Yeah. He's in all kinds of crazy.
Oh, my gosh. How old are you?
So you're saying you think Will Smith had a gun inside
I'm just guessing.
Camera? Okay. I'll go with Michelle's answer because she's probably right about that. Where did this
come
from?
Yay, I got one right.
How Hollywood-esque is this? The idea that, I mean, there's no real example of this, is there?
Just outrageous.
How many cops have been shot in real life by somebody who had a gun concealed inside the housing of a video camera? And by the way, this guy isn't carrying around a VHS kind of video camera. He's likely got a camcorder, and I don't know about you, but most camcorders aren't large enough these days to conceal any sort of a firearm. I mean, even a relatively small .22 would be very difficult to put inside the housing of a video camera.
I don't know.
These people are ludicrous.
You can get a .22 that'll shoot out of a pen. Yeah, I think
really?
That you could do that if you wanted to do it. However, the point is I don't aim and continue to aim a camera at somebody in order
them.
To, you know, I'm not aiming my gun at you. If I wanted to shoot you, you'd be shot.
This is, to me, like if I were somewhere and a man was looking at me and I turned to him and said, what, you want to rape me? I think you're going to rape me. You're looking at me, you're going to rape me.
Right. He's got all the equipment.
Yeah.
So there's probably a little bit more here, but these, you know, tough guy cops continue.
Put that thing back in your pocket. I'll tell you right now, I'm going to call you. That's it. Yeah, I'm telling you right now.
Okay.
I'll call you. Because you're not listening to me.
I am listening.
So let's get some more smart ass.
I am. Listening.
Just a friendly, service-oriented gentleman here. Smart ass,
you're
I'm going to call you.
You're not listening to me.
Right. I'm going to call you if you don't put that camera back in your pocket, smart ass.
Wow.
Just lovely folks. 1-800-259-9231. You can see the full video over at Gothamist.com. There's actually not much video because he does, you know, as he's told, he puts the camera back in his pocket. But the audio continues to pick up what these police do, and they continue to, you know, be jerks and harass this guy. And they end up writing him some kind of a ticket. Let's see. I'm not sure if it's identified what the ticket is here. But Gothamist.com is reporting on this, and that's where you can get the full video. Now, at one point, the officer implies that the Boots camera may be a weapon. He was then detained a while the police inquired whether they could cite him for taking the photos, which they couldn't. Instead, he was ticketed for interfering with traffic. And they must mean, like, the traffic of
pedestrian
people walking,
traffic.
Because in the video, he's clearly inside a pedestrian area. There's no automotive activity there. So now this guy gets to go in front of a man in a robe or a human being in a robe and probably end up paying up.
I'm surprised he didn't also get disobeying a police officer.
Well, I don't know. They're MTA cops. Does that make them real cops?
I don't know.
I'm not sure about that. But you're right, Michelle. Certainly disobeying an officer or whatever, or disorderly conduct is one of their favorites. In fact, I just saw the video today of Dave Ridley, since we're on this topic of video journalists and photographers being
harassed by the police.
The
most mild-mannered, sweet guy.
He's a great guy. I love Dave Ridley. And we had him on the show last night to talk in detail about what happened to him, but he hadn't put the video out before he came on the show last night. It's out now. You can see it over at RidleyReport.com. I think I reposted it over at FreeKeen.com. But you can see this video where he's clearly being harassed by the police for videotaping them. He's leaving the property. When he is told to leave by the hotel, he immediately begins to leave. The cops essentially chase him down. At one point, he puts a few hundred feet. They kind of back off for a while, and then they come back up after, I guess, they talk about what they want to do. And then they come back up as he's still walking to his car. They come up, and they just arrest him. It's just absolute nonsense. They demand his name like a robot over and over again. This cop, name, name, name. It's just so, it's so embarrassing for them. It's so pathetic.
You know, what people need to understand about this is, you know, people get in their minds, well, terrorists could be taking pictures of stuff and things, and it'd be bad if terrorists were taking pictures. But remember what the terrorists themselves, Al-Qaeda, the Al-Qaeda members or whatever, the people that supposedly wanted to take our freedoms, was part of the plan. The plan was to cause the government to crack down on Americans' freedoms so that they would raise such an uproar that they would finally get America out of the Middle East. I don't know that that part will in fact work, mm-hmm. but you can believe the government is cracking down. And what you have to ask yourself is this short-term issue of taking pictures by terrorists, as if any terrorists have taken pictures, I don't know the answer to that. Is that worth trading the right to freedom of the press, the right to free speech, the right to be able to...
The right to privacy.
Good question, Mark. And if you want to answer that question in the affirmative, if you think that trade-off is worthwhile, 1-800-259-9231. But I bring up Dave Ridley to first let you know that the video's out. It's raw video. It's from, you know, from beginning to end what happens to him. And at one point, he begins screaming to bring attention to what's going on. And that's when the cop threatens him with disorderly conduct. If you keep yelling, says the cop, I'm going to charge you with disorderly conduct. So, apparently, bringing attention to the fact that you're being kidnapped is also a crime. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything you want to control the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Memorial Day on history. Don't miss the deadliest battle fought on American soil. It lasted 3 days. Two armies went in. One nation came out. If I only could. From executive producers Ridley Scott and Tony Scott, Gettysburg. Memorial Day at 9, 8 Central on History. Made every day.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap. Or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sample responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling the refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea.
Man, this tastes like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted Tea,
the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features for free. And joining you this evening, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
Once again, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com, where we give you the features on the house. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their sites. Now, if you like the fact that Free Talk Live's site is free to you, then you can support us voluntarily by shopping over at shop.freetalklive.com. In life, there are things that you need to buy, and there are things that you want to buy, and odds are good you'll find them both over at shop.freetalklive.com. When you click in through the Amazon links that you'll see there, find the right Amazon link for your country, click into that. You can bookmark that link if you want to, so you don't have to go back to shop.freetalklive.com. But whenever you enter through that link there at shop.freetalklive.com to Amazon, then Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase. So whatever it is you need to buy, whether it's used or new through Amazon, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the profits. When you enter through shop.freetalklive.com, it's a great way to get the stuff you're looking for and help Free Talk Live out at the same time, because it's the same great Amazon with the same awesome deals and great customer service and free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their brand new items. You're just entering through our affiliate link, and that gives us the credit for giving them the business. So once again, shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, of course, we'll take your phone calls about anything, 800-259-9231. And let's continue the police news here. This story from the Daily News, New York, nydailynews.com, although it comes out of Arizona, apparently. I'm sure you've heard of
Sheriff Joe.
That's right, Joe Arpaio, Sheriff Joe, the toughest sheriff in America. Well, old Sheriff Joe apparently had himself a drug smuggling ring right underneath his nose, so to speak. And I'm not talking about the one that he runs. This is another one. Or allegedly runs. So, three Arizona cops smuggled drugs and humans and laundered money for a vast narco-trafficking ring, all under the nose of the self-proclaimed America's toughest sheriff, authorities said. One of the moles...
So it was cops that were doing it?
That's correct.
I wonder why they didn't think to check the cops.
Two women and a man.
That's right. One of the moles, a female corrections officer, was carrying the love child of a cartel capitan, and all three were accused of leaking sheriff's office tips to help the ring guide smugglers, drugs, and cash through the area from Mexico. Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio said that Deputy Alfredo Navarrete
and two corrections officers, Sevilla Najera and Marcela Hernandez, were among 12 people rounded up in Tuesday's sting. The early morning raids capped a year-long investigation into the ring, which is suspected of funneling loads of heroin into the valley and the area west of Phoenix. Navarrete, a 10-year veteran of Arpaio's anti-human smuggling unit. So, just to reiterate, this woman worked on his anti-smuggling, this guy, Alfredo, this agent, was on that anti-smuggling unit for 10 years. How many of those years was he actually assisting in the smuggling of humans?
Many.
And he was arrested when he showed up for work and a sweep of his apartment found two so-called illegal immigrants hiding there. Arpaio said that Hernandez was 8 months pregnant with a child of the operation's ringleader, and she and Najera were busted on their way to work at the county's largest jail, and cops said Hernandez had nearly $20,000 on her at the time. The arrests were a blow to the tough-talking Sheriff Arpaio, who's been resisting calls to step down and allegations of corruption, misspending, and racial profiling in his office. Arpaio said, "We have enough violence without having moles in my own organization to put my deputies in danger." Well, you know, old Sheriff Joe, if you and the rest of these cops around the country weren't enforcing the war on drugs, then you wouldn't have as much of a problem with moles in your organization because they wouldn't be interested in infiltrating you in the first place, considering they would be able to sell their product without concern, or others would be able to sell those products if they were legal or decriminalized. It wouldn't be cartels that would be doing business in drugs.
You know, it's this war on drugs that has destroyed the Constitution. It's turned the police force into an occupying army of, you know, the American people. And many people cheer it on. They say, well, you know, marijuana, that should be legal, or at least it should be legal for people who are sick.
But not heroin.
But not heroin. We got to have cops, lots of cops. We got to be able to search cars at will. We've got to be heroin. It's heroin.
But give me my morphine if I have surgery.
Right. And this is the thing that people don't even realize. I don't know when it was, the 20s or the 30s, that heroin ceased to be legal. But it hasn't been 100 years. Heroin was legal for your grandfather to go to the store when he was a little boy and purchase for your great-grandmother. And he did, likely. You know, these were things that people had. Some people were addicted to them. But
just like some people are addicted to Afrin, the stuff you snort up your nose for, congestion or cough syrup or whatever.
It's people are addicted to stuff now. The fact is that according to the numbers as they are portrayed, that there aren't any more people addicted to heroin now than there were in the past, and no more people in the past than there were now. The numbers are virtually the same.
According to the folks over at Law Enforcement Against Prohibition,
right.
Leaf.cc.
All I can do is quote the numbers that I've heard, but I can tell you that the
they've got some studies. They've got the citations.
The Office of Drug Control Policy or whatever. They're not coming up with contrary studies. They're just fear mongering.
Right. That's all they've ever done. They just put out all kinds of lies and half truths about cannabis and other drugs, and they scare people into believing them.
The worst thing about the war on drugs is what it does to people who would not otherwise be affected. In my house, we're not doing drugs. We're not addicted to drugs. But we have to, you know, everybody has to worry on a regular basis that some addict is going to sneak into their house, slit their throat to get their wallet or something like that. That would not exist in a world where drugs were legal for people to purchase because the price wouldn't be so high.
Yeah, how many people are going and holding people up at gunpoint because they want to buy a six-pack of alcohol?
Right. You know, but the fact is that people were dying over alcohol when alcohol was illegal.
You're damn right.
Speaking of the money part of it, have you heard about what's going on I-40 in Tennessee with the, they've got the one side takes the drugs out of the United States and the other side brings the money back? And so the police have now been pulling over people and without any cause, without any warrant, they can ask to search their vehicle for money. And
cops can always ask to search your vehicle, and they usually will if they're of that mindset, if they're on a fishing expedition. And because most people are docile and obedient, they will allow the police to search. They don't realize, most people, that they can say no.
Right. And so this one video I watched was of a trucker, and who was coming back, and he had $200,000 his. Yeah, they took it all.
Oh, no.
They took his life savings.
Oh.
Yeah.
And now he's got to fight to try to get it back, and that's assuming he can.
Yeah. And so the police that were interviewed on this, it was like the chief of police and someone else, they were saying, well, you know, what we're trying to do is slow down the profit in the drug trade. And the person doing the interview.
Keep a lot of money for ourselves.
Right, exactly. Yep. And then he admitted, he said, well, we need to be able to finance the war on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's this circle, goes around and around, and basically, we're going to steal from you so we can pay for our jobs.
That's pretty much what it is, and it doesn't matter whether they find any kind of evidence that you are a drug dealer. Just having money is enough.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what you're doing. It doesn't matter if it really is your life savings or if you were going to buy, you know, 300 pounds of cocaine. They will take it from you, and you will probably never see it again because essentially what they do is, and it's unbelievable, but this is true, they will charge the cash. There will be a court case, United States versus $13,000. United States versus $200,000.
I've never heard of that.
How can an inanimate object defend itself? How can you get justice? I mean,
it's crazy.
If you have the right to that property, if you earned that money, how can they charge the money? They need to charge you to take money from you.
No, they don't.
That's a nice idea,
Mark.
That's what justice would be.
We just established that people aren't concerned with justice. Yeah,
that much is true.
Yeah. So, I mean, in theory, Mark, that would be great if they actually charged you and then had to go through convicting you before they could get your stuff. But no, they can just charge the cash. And if you don't have the cash to hire a lawyer to defend your cash, I don't even know how that works. You're screwed. And most people are pretty much screwed in that situation. Because how's the cash going to defend itself? They can push the cash on the stand and ask it questions?
Can you imagine? I'd want to have a, you know, the puppet. What is the person when they... Ventriloquist. My cash is going to talk through me.
Right. How are you going to have a fair trial when the defendant is an inanimate object?
So, according to the story here, again, going back to Sheriff Joe, the smuggling ring moved $56,000 worth of heroin into the area each week. And each of the dirty cops played a crucial role in keeping the operation underground. One of them, the ringleader, coordinated smugglers through the valley from his family's heroin operation in Mexico. And the smack was stashed and cut at two drop houses. Investigators said that the house was fortified with surveillance cameras, registered cars for the gang, and harbored runners at his home. More coming up here, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I can tell you this, corruption, it's just the tip of the iceberg. Free Talk Live.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.